Okay. Okay, so let's speak a little bit about the shayrish of this sugya of what's the ikar pri and what's the tuffle that grows on a pri. The brachas of peels, the brachas of seeds. And we'll get to some shaylos that are taka nageya, and I saw that lamaiso in some of the svarim of the kitzur hilchos brachas, some of the different svarim. Lamaiso, there are a number of shaylos that are, please Yeshua, have a seat. There's a number of shaylos that are taka nageya, and that the hachra that you see in these from some of the svarim is taka not pashut. So let's see. So sif beis gimel. We skipped Dalet. We're going to come back to Dalet. Mir Hashem, Sunday, we're going to start Sif Dalet. Sif Beis Gimel, Hey and Vav. So really, is Mestoviv on the Sugya and Daf Lamed Vav, the Sugya of Tzlaf, which is really just Sif Vav and Shulchan Aruch. And basically, what's the Yisoy that we see from Tzlaf? Now, Be'emes, Tzlaf is really Be'ikr, Gemara and Brachas, is Be'ikr discussing a Shaila of the Chi of Arla. Now, the Chi of Arla is also only on something that's called a Pri, and not on something which is not a Pri. And it happens to be that by Brachas, we know that's also the Klal, that on Peirus, we make a bay pri ha'eitz, and on things which are not payers, make a bay pri adama. And the Rishonim seem to pachas yoser, be mashveh the two inyana, but we'll see the pratim, it's not pashit. So, lamaisa, it's clear in the Gemara that a tzlaf has four different things, four different parts, like we all saw. The main chash of a pri, the pri of the tzlaf tree, of the caper bush, is what's called the caper fruit, I guess we'll call it caper berries. Capers, we can still get them out of Yom Hazeh. Some people here are familiar, very flavorful, tasty fruit. And the fruit itself is very pre-8. Now the Gemara speaks about the other different things it has. It has also some kind of leaves. From those leaves, some kind of small tamarim, the olim, the tamarim. So the olim and tamarim is pashut by the Gemara, that since that is a peripheral part of this tree, so it's brachas bari pri adama. And that's the yisoy that we see from the halach of tzlaf, that when a tree grows from the ground and it provides us with all different types of edible items, so only the ikar pri does haste the evyonis we make a bari pri ha'etz, and every other peripheral thing, the leaves are edible, the tamarim are edible, but that was all clearly regarded as the secondary hana, the secondary food coming off of this tree, that's bari pri adama. And that's the yisoid we see from this Gemara. Lamaisa the Rishonim say, the Rishonim taka take this yisoid, and they apply it in a different case as well, the beginning, the tour. The tour says that on Boiser, which has not yet reached Pul Halavan, grapes, which have not yet reached a ripeness the size of Pul Halavan, so even though it's a grape, the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. Where do you get that from? So the tour says, the Rishonim say, we get it from this halacha, from the side of this halacha of Tzlaf, that only the Iker Pri do make Bari Pri Eitz, and the Zaitika things you only make a Bari Pri Adama. So this grape, hagam, that the grape itself is the ikar of the pri, but since it's in a state, it's at a size of growth where it's not the ikar, so it remains bari pri adama. So that's the yisoid we're taking out, which the Rishonim extend, that it has to be the ikar chashivas of the pri to be bari pri ha'etz, and without that, it's bari pri adama. Now, so we mentioned three things. We mentioned the ikar fruit, that's klar bari pri ha'etz, and we mentioned the clearly peripheral things, which is the leaves and the tamarim, that's bari pri adama. And in the Gemara, there's a shaila. What about the kafrisin? What are the kafrisin? So the kafrisin is something of a shomer or appeal to the ikar pri, which is the avyonis. So what's the whole shaila of the kafrisin? Not that there's a shaila about this yisoid. This yisoid is klar. In order to make a bari pri ha'etz, it has to be the ikar pri coming out of the tree. So what's the shaila of kafrisin? Shaila of kafrisin is it hagam that everyone knows that the peel is certainly not the ikar fruit. It's not the ikar fruit coming off the tree. The question is just, is it a chelik of the pri? Is it koveh Hashem la'atzmoy, it's the peel, or it's the shomer la'pri, like the Gemara calls it? In which case, it would be something peripheral to the tree, and in which case, l'chayr would say it's bari pri adama. Or do we say, no, it's a chelik of the fruit, and if it's a chelik of the fruit, again, then it fits into this klal of ikar fruit bari pri ha'etz, the secondary thing is only bari pri adama. So we'd call it, so the tzad to say it's bari pri ha'etz is just that it's part of the fruit, part of the pri. Okay, and so Lamaisa, what do we say about the kafrisin, which are these peels? So it's a big machlokes Rishonim and machlokes Apoiskim, right? So we saw the Rishonim Taina that what we see in the Gemara of Hilchasa is not really the Hilchasa, it's really from the Ga'onim, but the Rif and the Ga'onim Paskin that what? That lamaskana, there's a whole machlokes whether these kafrisim are chayvin arla or not. The question of whether the chayv and arla is really the same shayla, whether or not it's a fruit or not. So, like the Gemara says, that's really, it's not really the Gemara, it's the Rif. Mid the lagabe arla, it's not a fruit. So for brachas, it's also not a fruit. So it's very pri adama, that's the shita of the Rif and the Goyin. Shita's taisvis is that.
Wait, what's the
machlokes
whether
chayv
and
arla
or chayv and
maisur? Also arla. I mean, the actual shayla in the Gemara is arla.
But that's arla chutzar, it's
not. Oh, so one second. I mean, the etzem machlokes is across the board. In terms of the psak, we pass in that we're machmir in Eretz Yisrael and mekel in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rebbeinu Yonah explains the riff in the Ga'inim that that's the pshat, that klape arla, so we have chumras and kulas, but klape brachas, it's still, it blibes the suffix, and because of the suffix, we're make a bari pri adam. That's the sheet of the riff. Tosfos learns that that line in the Gemara is not really Gemara, it's really the Ga'inim. Tosfos is chaylik. Tosfos says that, Tosfos says, okay, you have to look at the rush a little bit, it's not exactly 100% clear what Tosfos is intending to say, but Pachas, what Tosfos is saying is that really it's mukhra. Really be passing like Rabbi Lezer, and this thing is a fruit, it's chayv and arla 100%. That's mukhra, and mail if it's, says the Rush, says Tosfos, you can't be machalak and brachas. Once we decide it's a fruit everywhere, the whole world, klapei brachas. Happens to be in Chutz La'aretz for mekel, so that's a special halacha in Hilchas Arla, that we always chap on any shita that's a kula deka shita, we chap on in Chutz La'aretz. And really we know it's a fruit, but since there was someone who held it wasn't a fruit, that namely Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is still called a shita, not like the Gemara says, Derech HaBeishameh is Ein HaMishnah, but Rabbi Akiva is Yes Mishnah, so mekel. In deference to Rabbi Akiva Shita, in Hilchas Arla we make a Boi Priyadam. But Lagabi, the Bracha, it's clear, says, that's what the Rosh is saying with Ask Taisus, that it is a Boi Priyat, because we pass into Chaluk of the, it's a Chaluk of the Pri. So, this is the Machlok Yishonim. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav, it says that the Kafrisin make a Boi Priyadam, which would seem to follow the general klal that if you have a Machlok Yishonim and there's no clear Hachro, so we're always going to make the Bari Priya Dhamma, because Bari Priya Dhamma, for sure Yotze, Bari Priya Eitz might not be Yotze. Fine. That is L'chayra L'gabe the din of Kafrisin. Now this whole Machlokes about Kafrisin is L'gabe the Etzem Shaila of, there was Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer and Rekiva, right? Is this a Pri or not? Is this Misvara? Is this part of the Pri or not? Is a Peel part of the Pri? Is the Shemer part of the Pri or not? It was Machlokes Tanoim. So there's a Shaila, how do we pass that Machlokes Tanoim? Now there's another Shaila in the Gemara, seems to be just a machloikis lagabe arla. And that is, forget about whether it's part of the pre or not. Let's say it's not part of the pre, because that was Rabbi Akivel. Rabbi Akivel is not part of the pre. So let's say lagabe brachos, it's taka not part of the pre adam. The Gemara says, but you know, in Hilchas Arla, there's a ribu, there's a drasha, and the drasha says it, even if it's not part of the pre, but you know, the pasuk says es period, I arla. So es atofel. So you have a special drasha which might be marbe into a chi of arla. Okay, so chayyeh, these are two separate things. And the etzem halach and shulchan aruch, the machloek is riff and taisvis, and the psak of kafrisin is based on a machloek is tanoim, stam bisvara. Is the peel part of the pre or not? If it's part of the pre, then it's also part of the pre of boy pre eight. If not part, not part. This shayla of whether it's chayyeh and arla or not, chayyeh has nothing to do with halachas brachos. And the chayyeh fakeret, the fact that you have to come on to a ribui to say that it's part of the pre lagabe arla, you know, a drusha doesn't make a pre. A drusha makes a chi of arla, but doesn't make a fruit. It makes something which is tuffle to the fruit. That's lachayyeh. What are you saying?
Oh, just a quick question. But isn't Tosfos saying, learning that from the fact that it's, just like the Gemara said, from the fact that it's not?
Yeah, so Tosfos is saying from the fact that it's chayv arla, it is very pretty, it's masking, but not mitzad. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, it got me the etzem shayla, it is totally not his brachas. Right.
Who told Tosfos that just because it's chayv arla, even this stage in Kafrisin, that it will necessarily.
Meaning, in Kafrisin,
yeah.
So that's the thing.
Who told Tosfos?
Yeah, so Pashas the Gemara, the Gemara Namad Aleph, Kipshutai. The Gemara Namad Aleph was toilet, right? The Gemara Namad Aleph said that the Olamat Tamarim, Bari Priya Dhamma, and the Kafrisin of Yonis, Bari Priya Eitz. And the Gemara was toilet that in the Shaila of Hilchas Arla. And kachma, and that's called the Ezmashah. So I'm saying there's like a lachayra zait, like when we learned the suya, it seemed like a zaitiga thing. And lachayra the shiloh of Hilchus Orla, I mean, even Rabbi Akiva holds no, it's not a pri, but he might be masked, he could have been masked mitzchayv and Orla. Point to Rabbi Akiva is deiche, no, it's not a shomer, because you have to be a shomer la pri to be nisraba from Esperio. Rabbi Akiva held it's not a shomer, because it doesn't stay till the Gemara Bishul, it doesn't fall off. When you take it off, the pri doesn't die. All the different times, Hilchus shomer and lagabi Orla, lachayra no shaykhus, yeah? That's lachayra. But Lamaisa, so Lamaisa in the end of the day it comes out like this, that Kafrisin, the Gemara says, don't have a din shomer. right? Because if you take them off, the pre doesn't die. All the different tanaim the Gemara says about Shomer. If you take them off, the pre doesn't die. It's not the Gemara Bishul, v'chule v'chule. So it doesn't have a din shomer. But so let's say I would find you a fruit where it does have a din shomer, like an orange peel. Let's say it would have a din shomer. If you take the peel off an orange on the tree, let's say the pre will die, and it stays till the end. So let's say by an orange peel, there's a shomer. So what we say? So now what should the bracha be? It doesn't make any difference. Look, gotta be the bracha. Again, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that we're machmir, we hold it's not muchra that it's like Rabbi Lezer, and we hold misvar it's not part of the tree, so it's bari pri adam, so it should remain that way. Kach noket hataz in the shaila of klipas mirenchin, which is orange peels, in reish dal tzivka and tesvav. That's up there. It's bari pri adam. Like what? It's up there. That's mamish the sugiv daf lamed vav. That you have something called the ikar pri, and you have thing that's something that comes off the tree, which is edible, but not part of the pri. And that's what we paskin by the halacha of peels. What's the halacha of peels? Kafrisin. Kafrisin's paskin. The loiketais. We paskin the riff. That's bari pri adam. So, as we all saw, the Magen Avraham by us in Ishbez, Sifkaton Yud Zayin, says, L'chayro Dvarim Mechudashim Bazin. And what's L'chayro Mavur in the Magen Avraham is that, in a Chanami, Kafrisin are bari pri adam. You know why Kafrisin are bari pri adam? Because they're not a Shomer. So that makes them not significantly part of the fruit. So that's Taka Bari Pri Adam. Because after these Merenshin are Mamash Shomer. They stay till the end, if you take it off, it's going to die. Mamash is a Din Shomer. So Zokt, the Magen Avraham, has a Din Shomer, so Vadat's Bari Pri Eitz. What's the Shaila? Vadat's Bari Pri Eitz. So L'chayr, this is a Pliya, because what does it have to do with Hilchos Brachos? Fact that it's a shomer, and he says middle gabi arlo it's a shomer. Who had the infidels? So Magen Avraham actually claims that it's not his chiddush. This chiddush, it's actually based on Tosfos. Where does Tosfos say this chiddush? So Magen Avraham says on the top of Amud Beis, Tosfos says that when the Gemara quotes that the halacha that peels are chayiv in arlo, the Gemara also happens to mention that garinim are chayiv in arlo. And Tosfos says, garinim are chayiv in arlo. Says Tosfos, you know, garinim, you know why they're chayiv in arlo? Because peri ninu, says Tosfos. They're peri ninu, and therefore, says Tosfos, you should know that garinim are bari pri eitz, meaning garinim, obviously, a fruit. Garinim of afarsikim and kol minei zachim. Bari pri eitz. Tosfos is even mashma that even if you need to fix it up, even if you need to cook it and roast it to make it edible, but garinim are bari pri eitz. As Isaac Tosfos. So says the Magen Avraham, garinim. So if he's saying that by garinim, from the halacha of Arla, so who had in klipus? Mamish lashon the Magen Avraham. Garinim, just like they said by Garinim, who had in leklipin? Zezak the Magen Avraham. So the chayr, what's going on over here? So the Magen Avraham taka has a tosis, but the emes is, so it's really a shayla how to learn tosis. The emes is, this tosis is either going to be a raya for the Magen Avraham, or a raya mamish against the Magen Avraham, depending on how you learn the tosis. And like many pointed out, maybe to tell you how to learn the nusuch of the Dibur HaMaskel and tosis. Because the Dibur HaMaskel of Tosfos mentions the pits and the peels. Tosfos himself only mentions the pits. Tosfos Rosh seems to be clear one way. Tachlis, what it comes out is that it seems that the Taz was learning that the point of Tosfos was, don't be confused by this Gemara that seems to group together peels and pits. Lagabe Arla, because the Enech Hanami they're both Chayv and Arla. But what Tosfos means to say, says the Taz, is that Chayv and Arla for different reasons. One's Chayv and Arla because Es HaTofel Aperio, because of a Shomer, but it's really not part of the period, that's how we pass it. But the seeds, says Tosfos, seeds have nothing to do with Es period. Chayv Kach Kamaras Tosfos. Misvaret, the first words of Tosfos, Peri Ninu, as opposed to peels. Ash Enkein Kanir E, the Magen Avraham learned, what seems to be a more Mechudish Likipshat, is that Fakert, that somehow the Giloy of Es period, what the Torah was Megalo, Lagabe Arla is a Pri from Es period. That was a giloy of what's taka nechsha v'chelik of the pri. And if it's taka nechsha v'chelik of the pri, l'gabi arlo, so it's chelik of the pri, l'gabi brachos. So just like Tosfos happened to say it by garinim, but maishna, who had in, l'gabi peels. And l'maisa, the pirish on the rush, the Madani Yontif points out that l'maisa, the rush himself who says like Tosfos, happens to say in Hilchos Arla that the pits are learned out from S period. So the pits are, in fact, so that would be mashma like the Magen Avraham, that the pits are, in fact, learned out from S period, from a special drush, and still they have a din of bari pri eitz lefi taisis. So, okay. So it's not 100% clear.
Where do we see that taisis?
What's that?
Where is that taisis?
That's the hilchus, the rush has a pirish in Hilchus Arla. And the Rashi quotes like Tosfos over here and says that Karina Mabari creates, the Madani Yonta points out that that Rashi himself in Hilchos Arla says that pits are really included from Esperia. So that would imply like the Magen Avram. And so that's the Machloikis by these. That's Machloikis Lagabi. This Nakuda is the Esperia Araya that it's not a Ha'etz for Brachos, or if I care that's right, that it is a Ha'etz Lagabi Brachos. Hamagen Avram Bataz. Meist Mishnah Berurah we saw brings a bunch of other achrayim, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah is machria. That there are other achrayim that taina that lemaisa the peels, the orange peels, the mice that we eat should be a shahakal, because it's not 90 inchi a daita dachi. People don't plant it for that. Okay, which we're going to get to a little bit barachava hopefully. This yisoid of 90 inchi a daita dachi. Okay, so we have to be mavar exactly what's the metzias of orange peel producers. It's very likely that the orange growers, like no one is really doing it exclusively for the orange peels. That's very likely. But we'll see, l'chayre, in the sugya of Nati Inchi Adaita Tahachi, we'll see maybe that's also telling the Machlokes Yishayinim, that maybe l'fi some Yishayinim and some Achrayinim, it might be considered, an orange peel might be considered, yes, Nati Adaita Tahachi.
Even though Olin and Tamaritz people, Smasha people, do all that,
yeah, Medina the Gemara Tadaita Tahachi, right. So it's Ramesh telling that Shaila. Meaning, Bizmana Gemara, that was considered a Daita Tahachi, that's why it's Bari Pri Adama. What about Bizmanin? Okay, so we'll get back to that. That's Taka Shaila. Okay, so interesting. So Lagabe, the Shaila of the peels, which was Machlokes Rif and Tosfos. So the Machaber went with what was the more simple Kol Hayra, that it's a Safik Brachas, so you go with Adama. So you pass in that peel, the Kafrisin peels at least are Bari Pri Adama. Okay, again, orange peels is a different shiloh. The Magen Avraham is tying Lekuliyam, it's Bari Pri Eitz. It's not a Safik B'chal. Okay, that's a shiloh. The Maisel would probably make a Shakel. But the Maisel. Yeah.
That's a
Lekuliyam. Oh, meaning Legamri. Yeah, okay. So the Maisel, he paskins over here, the Bari Pri Adama. Mashinkin Legamri, this shiloh of the Garimim, that's also a separate Machalik Shishayim. The Maisel, the Rashba, I didn't even mention, the Rashba himself, Lehedio, is argues on Taisus. Taisus says the pits are Ha'etz. The Rashba says Vadanish, it's learned from Esperioi. And Esperioi, it means it's only a Reboy and Avad, it's no better than Hadama, and says the Rashba. And then it says, if you have to fix it up, it's if it's not edible in its natural state, and you have to actually roast it, or whatever, fix it up, so it's Gar Shahakal. That's the Rashba Chalik on Taisus. In this Machalik Shishayim, surprisingly, the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Mechaber and Sif Gimel surprisingly paskins like Tosfos and says that Karine Peiris should be a Bari Pri Ha'etz. And so Gabi, this Etzem Psak, the Achreinim are not Makabel, Al HaRev, could be, if the Mustama Svardim might be different for Svardim, you have to check Chav HaChaim, Ben Shkai, Chavisnish. Well, Maes and Mishabur brings from Harbi Achreinim, the Goin, the Reishab, that don't accept this Psak of Shulchan Aruch, for two reasons. First of all, it's the Etzem Safik Brachos, and because of Astira, which we'll see in a minute. So Lamaisa Lagabi the Etzim Psak Tosfos says that Garinim are a chelik of the pri. So again, back to our original, let's not forget our original Yisoy to keep coming back to, that the only reason a seed or a peel would be a Bari Pri Ha'etz is not because it's an edible part of the tree. Because if I care, edible parts of a tree, the things that come out of a tree, are Bari Pri Hadama, unless it's the Ikar Chashivas of the pri. Like we see from Tzlaf, that only the Ikar Pri and everything else is Bari Hadama. The Tzad and Garinim and Kafrisin and peels and pits, is all shayla, are they part of the pri or not part of the pri? Okay, so Lagabe peels Shulchan Aruch paskin Hadama, and many might be a Shahakol Lamaisa. And Lagabe pits, Shulchan Aruch paskin it's Ha'etz, like Taisus, and Halacha Lamaisa. So Lachar, it doesn't, we talk it will only make a Bari Pri Hadama. Now, Lamaisa, when I say Halacha Lamaisa, it's not, it's really a Shtekah Halacha Loi Lamaisa. Because Be'etzem, this Shaila is Lachar not Negev, is my name. The Shaila of Garine Peiris. Whether it's a Bari Pri Ha'etz, a Bari Pri Adama is L'chayr Na'nogeya. Because, as far as I know, there are no fruit pits that we eat in their natural state.
Pomegranate.
What?
Pomegranate.
That's a fruit.
There's two things, you know, I assume that, the pit is the red, juicy, fleshy part is L'chayr the fruit. And the inside, that white. No, one second. So Avada, we're making a bracha. You know, the Mishnah Berurah Bechal says, even though, like your Moshe was Megal to us from the Seudah Sabria, that if you take a plum pit and you crack it open, so inside is a little almond, it's very delicious, and The truth is, he wasn't megal to it, because if anyone who learned just a little Bialach would know this, because Bialach himself points out that, and does my name, it seems to have been a very chashav azach. They all were planting it for that purpose. And inside is a little almond, but lamaisa, so that almond is taka edible, and that would taka be l'chayr. So the Bialach says that even that's not nechol nashayel, because that's so chashav, it's mamash pri b'saych pri, and that's anyway it. And, but anyway, what I want to point out is Mishnah Berurah says that tachas maisa, if you make a bracha on the ikar pri, and then you crack this thing open and you eat it, it's for sure, it's ikar and tafel, and which we'll have to keep that in mind when we learn the sugya of ikar and tafel. That's for sure ikar and tafel, so the bracha just covers it as an ikar and tafel. So the pomegranate, certainly if we assume that the red coating of each little seed is the pre, and you're making a bari pre ha'etz on that, l'chayr, even if you actually chew down the seed and eat it, l'chayr, it's for sure pater with that bracha. Okay, so this specific shayla, okay, so the emes is the etzem shayla of eating raw pits of fruit. We come out, don't have the shayla, maybe by these plum almonds, if someone will start marketing them, maybe. The emes is even with mituk al yidei ha'or, even after cooking, there's kamat no fruit seeds that we eat. Anyone know of any? So there's only one that I know of, which is very commonly consumed and uncommonly eaten, but yes, eaten, that would be coffee beans. What we call coffee beans. Beans are actually a thing called like a legume that grows in the ground. Coffee beans are really not beans, like we were educated by a number of the Avrichim here, that, you know, beans are not really, beans are legumes. A coffee bean is not from the legume family, it's not from the bean family, it just looks like a bean, we call it a bean. Rather, things that grow on the ground. Coffee beans, what we call beans, are actually seeds. They're the seeds of a berry. And just like you open up a cherry and there's a pit inside, and you open up an apple and there's pits inside, so there's a tree, and there's a tree that grows berries, that actually grows edible berries, and the people who are local to where these things are grown actually eat these berries. They actually have some caffeine in them as well. And if you open up the berry, inside there's a pit, which is the seed of the berry. And that's what we call coffee beans. And we're going to get back to the shayla. This is a very interesting shayla, and the hachra is not pashut. So the question is, there's two questions. One is, you know, the coffee itself, okay, that's pashut shakal. We'll see, that's in terms of grinding up fruit, that's the end of the sentence. But that shayla is the chocolate-covered coffee beans, which you can buy in any pizzuchim store. Assuming that the ikr is the coffee bean, not the chocolate on the outside, which is l'chayra, a very safe assumption. We'll see, there's rayas from the Beis Yosef like that. So what is the bracha of a coffee bean? So we'll get back to that. And that's really nogeya to the hemshech of the sif. Meaning what? Not eating fresh pits, because we don't eat fresh pits, not fresh fruit pits, not fresh vegetable hadama pits. Rather, we do what the Hemshech HaMechaber is talking about, where he says, Gerini Peiris, the bracha is Bari Pri Ha'etz. The Im He Marim, Inam Varachof, they're not edible, food is not edible, you don't make a bracha. And then Metakin Ha'ade Ha'ur, Mevarach Aleim Shahakol. And this taka gets into the shayla of coffee beans, which come from fruit, and to many seeds, Gerinim, that we do eat, in fact, after Mituk Al Yidei Ha'ur, whether it be sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds, leminehem.
Is that considered
mitzvah? I assume so. I mean, I assume that these things are
mild. It's not edible, it's bitter before.
What's the other?
It's like straight through teeth.
Yeah, either just like an eitz ba'alma, you won't taste it, you won't be able to eat it. That's what I assume. I assume this is called mitzvah deor. Meaning its natural state, it's unedible. So l'chayra, what's the Shulchan Aruch about all these things? So in Shulchan Aruch, Ella.
Like
pumpkin seeds, you could just leave them out in the sun. Well, I don't think it has to be fire. Yeah, I don't think fire. I think the say it is its natural state. It's not really in its natural state.
It's still natural state. You just
okay, you had to go through a drying process. I assume that's already a tikkun. I don't think it has to be dafka de or. Okay, so alkapanim. So l'chayra, at first glance, what will we say? So what bracha should watermelon seeds and sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, v'chule. L'chayra says in Shulchan Aruch, k'ipri shakol nebivar. Yeah? Garina pears are a bari pir eitz. It's not a gay at the bari pir eitz, because these things come from, the whole thing is adam, the whole thing comes from a quote-unquote vegetable or pears adam. So, whatever, we don't pass in the mechaber anyway, we pass in the adam. But anything that's not edible, you have to fix it up. So it blibes, eh, shakol nebivar, so l'chayra the bracha should be shakol nebivar. I saw in some of the svarim that, at least for a long time, that was talking a minute. People made a shakol on these things. Now, what was inspired, so the mice, it's not so pashit. And it's not so pashit because b'chlal, this whole mechaber, as we saw, is not so pashit. So the problem starts in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has the kasha. In fact, the Magen Avraham that this mechaber is kind of being soisir himself minu bay. Why? Because mechaber passes like toisus. Like garinil, again, why did garinil get a bay pri eitz? You only get a bay pri eitz if you're the chashiv is tazach in the fruit in the tree. You're the chashiv a pri. So what made you so chashiv? Because you're part of the pri. So like there, if you're part of the pri, then the mechaber should not have said what he said at the end of the mechaber, that if it's unedible and you make it edible, shahakol. Because we know that the halach and sif hay is that you have a fruit, shkedim hamarim, that are unedible, and you take them and you fix them. They're naturally unedible, and you take them and you fix them up. So it's like cooking a potato. A potato is a potato. It needs to be cooked. That's the derech. That's what you do with it. So when you cook it, it remains a bari priya damas. So then the shkedim hamarim, then you cook them up, they remain bari priya eitz. So if in fact you paskin like you do machaber that it's bari priya eitz, so then it should be subject to that din that when you fix it up, it remains a bari priya eitz. As I frek the Magen Avraham. Meaning what? Really, the end of this mechaber is from the Lashon of the Rashba. So he says, according to the Rashba, it's very good. According to the Rashba, again, the seeds start out as Bari Pri Adama. They're not part of the fruit. So if they're not part of the fruit, say it. So if it's not edible and you make it edible, Shakal Yedvar, no problem. But we see in Sifhei, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that klal is not part of fruit. And it's very mistaver, because when the fruit is grown, and this is the fruit, so just because you fix it, just because you cook it, doesn't make it ice fruit. Doesn't mean you're creating the fruit. That's the fruit. That's how you eat this fruit. You cook it. So it should be a very pre. It's as I frek the Magen Avraham. Answers the Magen Avraham. Al pi v'lavush, lamdas. What's the whole yisoid that something's unedible, and you have to cook it into its edibility, and it remains a very pre. When that's the whole fruit, shkedim naturally a martyr. So there's nothing to do with these things. So like, what did Rebbeinu Shlomo make them for? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made them so that we should go cook them and eat them. So that's the pre, but that's the pre ha'etz. We're playing them in. Like Abi Achila. Mashenkin over here, hagam that we paskin is a very pre ha'etz like Tosfos, meaning it's tuffle to the pre and it chaps epis a very pre ha'etz, but it's not the ikar part of the pre, it's the tuffle part of the pre. Part of the pre, very pre ha'etz. But it's not the ikar part of the pre. And so, Because it's only a tuffle part of the pre, so it gets it to eight. But berega that it's bitter naturally, we say it's already not part of the pre. It loses its shame pre. A potato can't lose its shame potato. Shkedim can't lose their shame shkedim, because that's the whole thing. That's all it is. That's the fruit. This is the shkedia, which made shkedim. Shkedim are fruit. Fruit's a fruit. You can't lose your shame fruit because you're unedible. So make it edible. Mashenkein, seeds, it's not like you're not losing the whole fruit. The fruit's the fruit. The seed is a part of the fruit, but tonight that it's edible. But it's not edible, so then already loses its shame pre. And Melo, when you fix it up, it's like you're making the food. It's not like this tree didn't give you the food. You took some unedible piece of bark, kilu, kaviyachal, and you made it into a fruit. So that's shakol nebivara. You made it into a food, it's shakol nebivara. That, pachasirus here, is the shakol tari of the Magen Avraham. And that's what's brought by most of the paiskim. Mishnah Berurah quotes this. So that looks ayra. Okay. Oh, so 1 second. So again, so lefizeh, we might have already been marviach sunflower seeds, because if we assume, even though sunflowers also have oil, but let's assume that sunflowers are at least just as ikar for
seed oil, natural seed.
Yeah. So I'm saying it could be eating the sunflower seeds is not, they're not grown to eat it like that. They're grown to eat it with oil, but let's leave that for now. That's really going to be a later discussion. So sunflower seeds we might have taken care of already, because if we assume that that's like the shkedim, that's the ikar pri, so just because you have to fix it up, that's not going to take away the bracha, because that's what it's for. It's the, and not ha'etz, but pri adam, just because it's not grown on a tree. So, okay, in a chanami, so we're maviach sunflower seeds, but watermelon seeds and pumpkin seeds, which are in fact seeds of quite delicious and edible vegetables and fruit. So on those, we still l'chayra, we have a kasha, the Magen Avraham Teretz, the Magen Avraham L'chayra, Shablai B'Shakal Nebivar. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Ellie, you let me know when we finish the chavrut. Now, Frektev and Ezer. So, as now wife said, is that for a while the minig was to make a shakal. And I think we'll see that.
Either way, it's going to be a shakal or a dog. That's
what we have right now. Nachon. Nachon. So Frektev and Ezer cash on this Magen Avraham. What is bothering this Magen Avraham? This whole Magen Avraham made a whole big tumult and had to bring a lavush. And Lysa Mishabur brings it's like this is the teretz. Like this is the kasha, this is the teretz. Frektev and Ezer, I don't chop the kasha b'chal. The whole kasha doesn't start. What's this kasha? Why is the chakol nebidvarai? B'chayra, since we hold it to the pri and the ker pri, you fix it up, it should be a bayir pri eitz. Yeah. Frektev and Ezer, that's pashit not true. And it really depends why it was planted. Meaning, let's just go back for 1 second to the peels, the orange peels. So the Magen Avraham says, by the way, these orange peels are very pure eats. Zokter, I, but they're unedible. And we have to fix them up. And we said right over here, what did we just say? Unedible things, which are not the Iker Pri, that you have to fix up, Shakal Nivivari. Says the Magen Avraham, no, don't ask me from there. Look at the end of Reish Dalet, there's a halach of Aleph Rodim. Aleph Rodim are also not the Iker of the Vered, the seeds were the Iker. And the halacha by Aleph Radim, the Beis Yosef brings over there, is that even though they're unedible, since kachi derech tikunam, that the derech is, you take them, you fix them up, and that's what people are planting these things for, because it's kishmak. They were frying them in honey or something. So, Ravai says you have to be careful of the bugs. They're frying them in honey, very kishmak, and the fees there, they come out, they remain about priyadam. So, you see a klal zok there, zok to Magen Avraham, that as long as something was planted, adai to dahachi, meaning people planted it having this in mind, yeah, I'm going to get that geschmacka fried rose petal in honey. So says the Beis Yosef, that remains with a bracha that it was always intended for. So that's l'chayor the kuliyam. There's no chalkam on that halacha of Ali Vered. So says Evan Ezer, that's what it's tali in. It's tali in the sugya of adai to dahachi, which we'll get back to in a second. So l'chayr over here, even if you're the Rashba, it's rare. What does the Rashba hold? The Rashba holds the seeds are bari pri hadama. So the Magen Avraham was like, the Rashba, it's okay, because he holds bari pri hadama. So then if it's unedible, so then if you fix it up, it's shahakol. Why is it shahakol? We see from Ali Vered, it's bari pri hadama, as long as it's planted, you planted it, al das came. It's daita, nati daita dahachi. Elamai, very simple, when a person planted the fruit trees, it was not the daita dahachi. They do it, I'll dash the fruit, I'll dash the pits. So just like that's the answer for the Rashba, that'll be the answer for the Rosh and for Tosis and for the Mechaber as well. What's the whole problem? Magen Avraham made up a gun to problem in Frek Evan Oizer. I don't see the Kasha doesn't start. Anyway, B'cholay for me, I have to say it's not that. And MSS, if you look in the Rashba himself, who says Bari Pri Adama, he points out, by the way, he sees Loi Nati Inche, that's Vachi. So what's the whole problem, B'cholay? As I frag to the Evan Oizer on the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham is Chayr, what's Meskabel in the Poskim. Kim Gadam Handlers and Frag Akasha, Mishnah Berurah quotes it. So Lachayr Azai. Lachayr, what comes out is that we have to look a little bit at the Sugya of Nati Inchia Daitachi and Lai Nati Inchia Daitachi. What exactly is this Nageya, what a person's Das was at the time he planted it? And so the sugya in Daf Lamed Vav, which speaks about this halacha, is a sugya about Koira, which you see Rashi and most Rishonim is the shayla of hearts of palm, which are not a fruit, but rather it's a little soft part at the top of the tree itself, inside the bark, there's some soft part, which is the heart of the palm. And the Gemara discusses whether or not you should make a shahakal or a bari pri hadama. And the Gemara has a discussion of whether or not it was planted for that. Gemara says ultimately that loy not the itchadaitachi. When people plant a date tree, they plant it for its fruit, not for the little soft part at the top of the bark. Rashi adds that certainly people don't have that in mind because it actually damages the tree, which we'll get back to that Rashi. So all we see in the sugya of not the itchadaitachi or loy not the itchadaitachi, what do we see in that sugya? We see a shayla like this. Something that is not the ikr pri of the ikr pri of the tree, it's not the ikr fruit. Something that comes peripherally from the fruit, that you can be nana from the tree peripherally from something secondary, then you see your das matters. And the chayyar, what's the yisayir ha-dvarim? Very simple. When I plant a fruit-bearing tree, so the tree bears fruit, the fruit is the fruit. I'm not the one who makes the fruit. It makes itself fruit. It's objectively a fruit. Ashenke, in other parts of the tree, who's to say whether it's considered naturally a food or it's called a man-made food? Meaning, I think everyone understands that if I go to a tree, I take a piece of bark off, and I treat that bark in whatever kind of funny different ways, and I make it edible. So it's very muvan that loy nati incha daitachi says that's shahakal. Because the point is that the teva hadvarim is that this tree didn't provide you with a bark snack. That was just the wood. That was eitz ba'alma. You fixed it up. You made it edible. Loy nati incha daitachi. People don't see that as a pri ha'adama, as peiros meaning food. Edible things that the Adama is providing for us, rather we view it as a bark that you fix up. And so that was the Shaila by Kaira. Adai Tadachi, Nishta Adai Tadachi. So the Chayav Ashtet Magen Avram is like this, that if you hold that the seeds are in fact part of the pre, a pre is a lo mishane a daita d'achi, not a daita d'achi. A pre is ba'atzim a pre, whether you like it or not. And that's why the Magen Avram had his kasha. Frekta, Evan Oizer, what's your problem? Just say that the seeds are not a daita d'achi. Tarit says it doesn't matter if they're a daita d'achi, al hatzad that they're part of the pre, which is what Shulchan Aruch paskens. Now, Hadvarim Mifurashim came in the Ra'ah, that a bunch of the, so we saw this, a few of the Achreinim, a few of the Svarim point to this Ra'ah. The Ra'ah points us out, Mamish Pemoli, in that Sugya, and Lamed Vav in Brachas, on the Halach of Kaira, of not Adai Tadachi, and this is the Lashon of the Ra'ah. To call Hecha Duhu Pri, Lashna Nati Ishi Adai Tadachi, Oiloi, Mikom Akam Peiruhu, it's a fruit, you can't change that. Lo Yitmar Hai Lishna, the High Time of Klaal, Bishum Duchta Peiruhu, we're not talking about fruit over there. Avo Bemidi Duhu Gufa Lav Peiruhu Klaal. Elda achli le inchi. People eat it. Kagainu lave gefanim kura kids beze. Baha shani lan ben midi denachi inchi dait dachi lech du nachi dait dachi. Beze davar barer vroi lizar beze lefish kvar tov bo rabin. Including the Ebenu Ezer lefizah. So, that's the aside. The Ebenu Ezer doesn't have a kash in the Magen Avram because he's shtelling to a sugya, which lefidah Magen Avram he's saying is not a gay over here. Now, Emes is this, like this Magen Avram, like this Mefurshin the Ra'ah, is possibly also a Rashba. The Rashba has a question that, you know, the halacha is, we saw over here in Sif Beis, that Baiser is a Bari Priya Eitz. As soon as it's Pul Halavan, it's Bari Priya Eitz. Masha'en Kain, Shkedim, in Shkedim Harakim, in a halacha we're going to see later, Shkedim Harakim, so halacha is that until they're ripened, so long as they're in their pre-ripe form, it's Shahakom. So what's the difference? So the question what the Rashba answered over there, it's in Chuvus Rashba Chelek Alef Tav Chav Ches. And one possibility, how to learn the Rashba, Chazanish has like a discussion on this Rashba, but Chayra, you could learn the Rashba to say, is that this Chiluk, Mamish. Now Baiser, Sacha Kol is the fruit itself. So even if it's unripe, but as long as it's edible, like the Shulchan Aruch says, Baiser we only make a Bari Priya Eitz, it's edible, and it's Pul Halavan, it's not too bitter, because it's the fruit itself. So what? Learn not to inch your diet to the Hachi? So what? It's the fruit. Shein Kain. What he's talking about, the Shkedim, because the Shkedim, in their unripened form, they were actually eaten for their klipas. They were eaten for a tafel dike chelik. And since that's not a daita d'achi, so that loses its bracha. But anything that's the gufa pri, a daita d'achi, is loy maila, loy marish. Oh. That's Chuvus Rashba chelik aleph, and taf chav ches. 428. Okay. So zechinu l'din that we're being mitzamtzim a little bit. This sugya of adai t'dachi. Adai t'dachi determines, like the Ra'ah says, something that's not a fruit and it's edible. So it's edible al pihu. That's what we're trying to be kaveya. Is this the Ribbono Shel Olam's food that he's providing for us, or is this more like a candy that, you know, it's a man-made candy that we produce when you take a piece of bark? So that's the question by the Kaira. And so, what's clear, L'chayra, L'fiza, is like this, that, so the kivon we're saying now is like this, that something which is a pri, just because it's not a daita d'achi, doesn't take away the shame pri. Now, L'chayra, it's two adin the other way. A daita d'achi, again, is to determine whether this is a naturally edible part of a food, which is the peris of the adama, or it's man-made. But it's not to determine if it's the ikar pri or not. So just like we see L'chayra Mefurash in the Ra'ah, and possibly Mefurash in the Rashba, and L'chayra Mavur in the Magen Avram, that something which is the Iker Pri could be not a Daita D'achi from here until tomorrow. Meaning, if it'll be in this hap, it'll become a Metzias in the world, that people will stop planting apple trees for apples, and they'll start planting apple trees for the leaves, or for the bark, or something else, apples will remain a Bari Pri Eitz, even if no one will be Nati Daisha, Nati Ishi Adai Tahachi, that's L'chayra Azai Zakta Ra'ah. So, Mashu Pri Gufa, that's an Chashivus, that's the Iker Pri of the tree, that Avada remains Bari Pri Eitz. And L'chayra, this Yisoid, goes in two directions, meaning Hu Hadin, Hagam, that it will become Adai Tahachi, that people will decide that the Iker is something which is not the Pri, that's not going to make it the Pri. It's not going to make it the Pri Ha'etz. It's going to make it a natural food. It can make it a priha adama, but not priha eitz. Meaning, again, back to the apple tree. Not only it's chayra davar vipucha, just like the apples, even if everyone plants it for the leaves of the apple tree, the apples remain bari priha eitz. The leaves also are not going to become a bari briyat. Even if the leaves become bein ebriyas, the most chashav azach mamish, the most the leaves are mamish achi chashuv, that will make them a bari priya adama. But that's not going to make it a bari priya eight, because again, the kviyas of adai, not the ishadai tachi, is not kaveh a pri or not pri. Pri or not pri, that's the first discussion we had. That's the sugi of tzlaf. That's the sugi of what's the pri and what's the tuffel, what's the secondary things on the tree. That's be'etzen. The shaila of what's food and what's not food, what's natural food, what's not natural food, that's the shaila of nati and shaila tachi, that's the shaila of bari priya adama and shakal and b'dvarim. So lamashal. Let's speak a little bit lamaisa. So the discussion in the Gemara is a discussion of Kaira, which is hearts upon. So ara yom hazeh, we're nene from this gishmaka thing called hearts upon. Now, so in the Gemara it says that they're a shahakal. Gemara says a shahakal, and it says and it says that that's because loy nati in shidai tadachi. So came along. In the last couple of years, a number of people, they said that, listen, you know, Amal, what the Gemara is mavur, that, you know, there's a thing called a date tree. Date trees had dates. Dates were like, ein lamala mimenu. Dina the Gemara, dates are like the most chashiv thing you can get. So the little soft, mushy stuff in the middle of the bark, that's not exactly a shayla of, you know, being the most chashiv. The question is that date achi or not date achi? So the Gemara said that it's not a daitachi. That's the Gemara's kviya, said it's not a daitachi. So they tainted that bismanenu. What happened? Bismanenu became big mumchim, and we have different ways of discovering exactly. You know, there's really many different types of palm trees, many different zanim. Some produce dates. Some don't produce dates. There's actually zecharim and kavis. Some produce dates. Some don't produce dates. All different types, all different kinds, sizes, shapes. You know, that's the big shayla about the lulav canary. There's a palm tree. It's a palm tree. It's called a canary. It's a certain zan of palm tree. And there was a machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and Moshe. You know, Shlomo Zalman held that it's possible with the evidence, not yotze mitzvah lulav. Moshe held it was. So it's a question exactly what differentiates zan from. They're all, there is a family called the family of palm trees. And there's different zanin. And basically what they did in Thailand, wherever it is, they discovered the spitz type to make hearts of palm. Meaning this palm tree, Bechlal, I don't know if it doesn't produce any dates, or maybe it produces shacha dates, or just a few dates. It produces some egoism, some nuts, some type of little fruit, nuts, something, but nothing too chashit. And, but ma'isa hearts upon, kishmak, lots of it. And they grow these trees in enormous amounts. And like Rashi points out in the sugya, when you cut off hearts upon, it actually damages the tree. And the way they produce them is manenu, that's what I saw in one of these write-ups, is that they actually grow the tree. And inside the tree, I assume, is an enormous amount of hearts of palm. They chop down the whole tree. The tree's gone, dead. They cut it open, they get probably enormous amounts of hearts of palm. That makes it worth their while to cut down the whole tree. And they just start again. So they have a lot of these trees. They're constantly growing. I don't know how long it takes them to grow. Obviously, for someone, this is obviously profitable for someone. What?
3 to 6 months for a small tree,
15
years for a big tree.
3 to 6 months. So in some, they have the 3 to 6 months type, and they're constantly turning it over.
That's
or whatever
it's. Shekels, right?
Yeah, that's why it's expensive, exactly. Depends, Mayan and Yish. Kopanim. So they taina that this is mamash adai tadachi. That's mamash what they're doing it for. There's people that their sole business is just to make hearts of palm, and they're making lots of money off it. So the question is, does this make it adai tadachi? So l'chair like this. Bari priya eats, l'chair tzich or not? And again, I assume for two reasons. One reason is because it's just not the fruit of a palm tree. The fruits of a palm tree are dates. And even if this one, punk this one, gets schwacher ones or little ones, or maybe even none at all, could be that we still understand the fruit of a palm tree to be tamarim. And this is the tafel digger part. So again, and that's kach mavur b'gemara b'etzem. The shaila was, is it shahakol or is it bari priya adama? Now, the shaila halacha l'maisa will now become like this, that most date trees in the world are obviously for dates. Dates, maybe we love him, you know, the ones that grow, you know, deri lulavim are the chashav lulavim. So, why doesn't everyone just grow deri lulavim, deri trees, you know, when they're growing dates? Because the deri lulavim, like, don't have dates also. If you're a shvacha dates, you can't make money off the dates from the deri lulav. So this is the question, you know, there's a lot of different zanims, a lot of different types. So certainly, I would assume the rav ruba are for dates. You know, that's the commonly used thing. You know, a few Jews like lulavim. Some people like this delicacy called Hatzpam dates, that's, you know, pretty much still the accepted Ruba Deruba. So question now is, how are we Kaveya, what's called a Daitachi or not a Daitachi? Do we say it's Rav Olam? Do we say, as long as it's a Derech, it's a normal thing, it's certainly a normal thing. Does that make it a Daitachi? Will that change the materials? And that change the materials? So this is what I saw, like, part of what you're saying, B'Shem Rishon Zalman, that he said that, you know, the difference, Hagam, that this is a question which I don't have any really clear makaris for, but the question of whether we look at it as one family of date trees, or we look at each specific design. Now, the Maisa, they say that anyone
like
who
knows... It's a separate tree, not a date tree. I'm saying, okay, so say, well, this one, we got rid of the dates. We planted until we found one with no dates. But say we find a tree... that there's no food on it.
No.
All leaves.
No.
But then we find out the leaves are...
edible?
Are edible.
Yeah, what's the question? Will that be by pre-8?
Yeah, because now there was no fruit.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I think... I was saying a second reason. There's two reasons I think that hearts upon have no shaykhs to by pre-8. One is because there are dates. But even if there are no dates, okay, and this is really something we're going to see more about Richas later in a Sif Tesvav or so, there's a big shayla about sugar, what bracha to make on sugar, and kane sukar, the sugar canes. We'll see there's different ways to make sugar from beets, from canes. But the sugar canes, it could be there's another tanai to make a bayi pri eighth. That has to be the pri of the eighth, not the eighth atzmai. Pri ha adama means that the adama provides you with food. So meaning the tree itself is edible, that's bayi pri adama. It could be it's not shayach lamaisa that the eighth itself should be a bayi pri eighth. The pri eighth has to be something which the eighth produces. And so we'll have to see, because by sugar there are sheetahs in the achrenim that you make a bayi pri eighth on sugar. I sugar doesn't produce fruit, it's just the kane sukkah himself, it's the stalks themselves. But chal, we have to know if kane sukkah meet the requirements of a tree or are they just a bush. We'll see about that. So that's going to be a shayla by sugar. Is the tzad of bayi pri eighth by sugar because that's the end all and sale, that's all you get. So maybe that should be the ha eighth. Or do we say no? Maybe the sweetness that comes out of the sugar canes is called the eighths of that tree. In which case, could you apply that to leaves? I don't know. That's the question. Is there objectively something called a fruit? And we just say like that's just not a fruit. So I'm suggesting that pri ha-eitz means a pri which the eitz produces, and b'chari the eitz itself can't be. But we'll see more by the sugi of sugar. What?
That's why they don't make a pri eitz.
And chanam, because that is goofy. Yeah, chanam. Okay, so we're gonna see by sugar that's nogea by sugar. We're gonna see more. So, but lamaisa, by date trees bchal. Anyway, you know they have dates. So the question is, do you look at it as one big family of date trees, or do you look at each zan by itself? So they say b'shem. I saw b'shem b'shem zalman that he tied it. That lamaisa. Anyone who knows anything about date trees, you see this date tree. It's mamish totally. It's like different. Its gidl is different. It looks different. It has these funny little eggs in that grow from it. Doesn't have dates. So b'shem zalman held that was enough clearly to define it as its own zan. And really its own kind of a min. And maybe it's not a steer to the Gemara, nothing's changed in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about something which actually damages what? It damages, you know, the purpose of the tree. But here, the whole purpose of the tree, and that's what the Zan is for. And the Meir was open to show us up. I mean like this. If we would not have made it a separate Zan, Bifnei Atzmo, if it would really just be a similar thing, just a number of people do it like that, that's really not so pashut. So maybe we'd have to go Basar Reva Olam. And Lachari, that could be somewhat Tali. And what we were discussing earlier a little bit in the beginning of Reish Dal, there's a shayla there in the Taz, machlokes achreinim between the Taz and other achreinim. Mishabura brings a lot of achreinim, the chaylik on the Taz. Not exactly clear pshat in Taz, but Ein Shom. The Taz is talking about some people who grow arbis, sharvitin, some people grow them to eat them in their earlier stages, and some people grow them in their later stages. So the people who grow them to eat them in their later stages when they're fully ripened, and they want to eat them in the earlier stages, do we say that since these people, he's makalikting the people doing it in the Sadas or in the Guinness. So do we say, he seems to have this type of a shayla. Do we say that you go bust for the whole world who only eats these things when they're ripe? Or we say, no, since there's a certain type of a person or a certain type of a way to grow these things that you eat them in the earlier stages, they will remain a bayi pri adama, even in the earlier stages. So there seems to be a shayla in the achronim, Ayin Sham and Reish Dalet, in the beginning of Reish Dalet. There's a Taz over there. And the chayim that the Mishnah Berurah brings to Chol Kantaz, that seems to be the shayla, and that shayla taka doesn't seem to be so pasha. Rather, you go basar reva olam. The Taz does say you don't go basar reva olam as long as it's a derech and it's a normal thing. You'd go basar that derech. In which case, even if the palm trees would not be a separate zan, we'd say no, that's an adai to dahachi right now. And that would be the bracha, but that would not be so pasha. What Rosh Shlomo Zalman held to be the klar hachra was the fact that it's taka separate min. So that min, the Gemara wasn't talking about this min b'chal. Like, don't ask pregnant class from here. Pregnant class is Reva Olam. Stam, it's a son. This is what it's for. This is what it's grown for. This is Iker Zach and Avada. That's the Hachi. It's Avada by Priyadam.
That was the reason
the Priyadam. By Priyadam. That is.
That was the reason the Pasul Lulavus.
What?
That was the reason the Pasul Lulavus also. Because it's obvious that it's a different min.
Yeah, that was also the question, right? Yeah, so you're saying it's Rav Shlomo Zalman L'shitasa. Here, maybe Rav Shlomo Bichler. Interesting. Yeah, they have different chilukim. You know, if you look at a canary tree, it's shorter, it's stubbier, the leaves are a little different. Whatever. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no, the canary tree, the canary lulavim are not from the heart to palm lulavim.
No, I know, but I'm saying, what the shuvim from
Rav
Shlomo Zalman,
yeah,
was for the heart to palm, or
heart to palm, heart to palm. Heart to palm. The Maisa was a similar tiny he made, Megabe the lulavim, that he's locked there. You look at that, and it's like, looks like a different, it's like shorter, it's fatter, whatever, it has different zachen.
Even though you can get it from all these trees, heart to palm. It will come out
yeah,
from all types of
yeah.
But if you get it out from
this
these
zan,
ones, then it would be shahakul.
Right. Right. Some meaning in your if you have in your backyard a palm tree that you grow for dates and you like once a year you go out there and take a little bit, mechaname. Okay, that might not be so posh as manenu, but we'll get to that. So like l'mashal, just like the Sabras is, and also not really so it's the sugya at the end of Reish Beis, but you know the halacha is that if a pre, in a general sense, let's just say if a pre that loses its surah, it's crushed up, so it loses the bracha also. Unless that's the derech had to eat right of those fruit, and that creates all kinds of interesting trials. I'm not getting into it right now. So they came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and they said that, you know, there's a certain type of the tomatoes that they make resek akvanios, tomato paste from. There's like, you know, a whole zan, and that section of akvaniot are just to make the resek. So l'chari the resek should be by priadama because that's what it's aimed for. It's a daita dahachi kaviachal. So like there. There's not really such a chiluk between these tomatoes and those tomatoes. These ripen a little bit faster, they get a little softer naturally. So there, and the way he brings it, that Rosh Hashanah was machalik. That's a tomato, tomato. And the Mela, you go buster tomatoes, it's a regular tomato. Regular tomatoes, obviously, aimed to be nechal, not crushed up. Now, Shank in here, we're saying there's a clear enough chiluk. Okay. So now let's get back to the seeds. So watermelon seeds. So the chayyur what? So we said batzim they should be shakal. There's seeds that are unedible that you fix up should be shakal. Elamai comes along the veld and says, oh, adai to the hachi, since it's the whole business now. Kitzuchim, watermelon seeds, so it's adai to the hachi. So that should be.
You just start K. Says you make out eights and parts one.
Poi priya eights.
Really?
I'm lost.
Okay, we're gonna have to be from sugar.
What is it?
Anila
what
must
be. Were they quoting that?
The accepted psak of the svarim is bari priya dama. Yes, not bari priya eitz.
Hearts of palm?
Hearts of palm is adama. I don't know this talking now, but it's bari priya dama.
Hearts of palm, yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about that. So, b'kitzer, if you look around, l'chayr, the accepted.
Why? Because the tree itself is not a fruit?
Yeah, the tree is not a fruit, exactly. Video. That's what it is. Yeah, I just think that's what he's saying, right? He's saying that's that's what he's saying. Like Yonasan was saying. Since this zan doesn't have fruit, maybe that meaning al derech sugar. But you know, like we don't make a bari priya eitz on sugar also. LMI checks Star K, they'll tell you make it eitz on sugar also. Whatever. I don't know. Kopanim. Al Kopanim. Where are we holding here? Avatiach, yeah? So it's adai to dachi. They came, they said, listen, the pitzuchim makers are making the stuff adai to dachi. So we're saying it's not so pashit. I mean, roiv watermelons, after all, in the world, are certainly not to make the seeds, but actually for this. So maybe, you know, it should be telling his taz and b'diachreinu. So here also, they say, that lamais like this. The zan, which creates watermelon seeds, is mamish mole seed, so much so that there's like, it's miut basar. So much so.
Really?
They showed this to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you see it, it's mamish like kmat no basar. The basar is basar, it's watermelon basar, and you taste it be gishmak. So Zokter, again, this is like, it's a shtekel talin shekel hadas, but Zokter, this is better than Agvaniot. Agvaniot, there wasn't really any substantial difference, it was really just like softer, mushier, whatever, it's bigger, smaller, whatever it is. Zokter, here it's taka, a whole different zan, bifnei atzma. Okay, chanam. Could be able to give them the outside also. I don't know. So, Zakir here, it's enough to be next up, a whole different time. Meaning, the point of a watermelon is that you open it up, you have a fruit, and you also have some seeds, but you open it up and it's rave seeds, that's already a different zan. That could be called a day to the hachi lakuli alma, not be nechnas into the shayla. Even if it would not be a different zan, we'd have a shayla with the taz, and with the shayla with the grass, and the taz, and the achrin, it would be a shayla. But since Lamaisa, we're able to be. What we're being marviach by calling it a different zan, in all these cases, by the levavot dekel, and by the. What's it called? and by the avatiach, so that's enough to make it a adaita dahachi lekuli alma, make it a bari priha adama. Now, what I was not mevarer, pumpkin seeds. I don't know if they have a special zan of pumpkins or not, and that might be told. Yeah. I think if you look around, most people make adama, and that seems to make sense. That was a charb shom zalman, that all these seeds, it's called adaita dahachi, you make a bari priha adama. Oh, then b'chal be adama.
Yeah. Only the Mishnah Berurah brought an idea
that as long as it was edible. Yeah, I mean, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says like this, that which you have to fix up to make it edible makes it a shackle. He says, so we're holding by something that was not edible, meaning it was obviously not edible. You didn't make a bracha. Even if you consumed it, you didn't make a bracha b'chal. Okay. Now, l'chayr l'fizeh, that would be nafkamina. And I think this is probably where the minute came from, that if someone takes watermelon seeds in his house, you know, before Pitzuchim became this like huge international market, so what did people do? They took some watermelon seeds, they put it in the oven, they made watermelon seeds. So if he's there, that where this minute came from, that it was shahakal. Taka makes sense, because Amol probably was shahakal. Because hu adin hayom, if you take your watermelon, you just save up a little pile from eating watermelons, you put it in the oven. The chayr should be shahakal nebivara.
Yeah, but now we're being mechalak, being watermelon seeds and watermelon seeds.
Yeah, but like we're saying, it's really two different zanim.
But you're
looking
what?
You're taking from the shahakal zan anyway.
No, I'm saying me and my house. It's shahakal, right? It would be shahakal. That's what I just, yeah, shahakal. It would be shahakal. I mean, if you buy a watermelon which has 50 seeds, a regular normal watermelon, you put it in the oven and you make it and you make them edible, it should be shahakal nebivara, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because this was not a daita dachi. Now, I just want to point out.
Why is it not a daita dachi?
Oh, now, that's. I knew Chaim was going to get me on that.
Because it's the same zan that the.
It's the zan that's planted only for the.
Also for the meat, but not for the pit.
Oh. It's only for the meat, right, not for the pit.
So it's automatic.
Oh. So Chaim has the following question. This is Ramesh's question, and this is really the hechach for Rashi. I have a question. The Gemara says that people planting the tzlaf was. The Gemara has a half mina that's not a daita dachi. It's only for the capers, for the fruit, but it's not a daita to other things. Gemara says no, it is a daita dachi. Or lamashal by the kura. The kura, the Gemara says, it's not a daita dachi. Now, anyone who's a bit entrepreneurial, anyone who's a bit anyone who's looking to make a few bucks. So when you're planting your palm tree, it's not a daita dachi. Why is it not a daita dachi? What are you, stupid? I mean, after all, why don't you just have that in mind? I mean, you'll make some money off of it. Why does Avmina? Yeah, capers, tzlaf, it's not a daita dachi. Kamashmon is a daita dachi. Like, why would it not be a daita dachi? You tell a guy, I'm planting capers. What's it for? Only for the berries. I'm not thinking about anything else. Why not? Why don't you just think about the other things? I mean, is it really totally think about it? I mean, any normal person will have in mind, why am I planting this? For whatever maximum ta'elas I can get out of it. So Rabbeisha says that it's buchach in the Gemara, Azoy, because what's the Gemara's Havamina back and forth? Tzlaf is, yeah, daidachi, not a daidachi. Oh, what, he's going on, I'll tell you where he's going, 1 second. So he says, the Gemara makes no sense. What, they have a mean, it is a daidachi, not a daidachi, like, why don't you go ask people or take a survey, like, my high, what's going on? Says Ramesh Avada, any ta'elashdik a thing is a daidachi. And that's what the Gemara said. The Chiddush Gemara was like Rashi points out, that the only reason something is not a daidachi is if it damages the tree. Like Rashi points out, that the Kurd damages the tree, like we know it does. They kill these trees to get the Kurd. Amol, they probably took a little bit, it damaged it, whatever it is. So Sakhtar Moshe, that's what it means. Because otherwise, what do you mean it's not a Daik Dachi? Of course it's a Daik Dachi. So Lavushi Shroud brings this Hagdara from Rashi. Now, Lachar, this is Taka Machlik Sushainim. Rashi's not Mukhrach. We found the Lashon in the Me'iri. The Me'iri says what many of us probably understood to be the Pashto, still a Daik Dachi. Sakhtar Me'iri, Pach Zizer, that which you have a Simas Lev, Bashas Nenatiya. Do you pay attention to that? Meaning, in the Khanami, so the Gemara had to have a mina. It's just be'ikr, you know, a person be'ikr has to see maslay for the chash of a caper of fruit. And the Gemara said, no, but the ma'is, a person also has in mind the zaitka things. Mashen came by kura. Me'iri probably would hold, even if it's not mazik the tree. No, no, daita dachi, because that's not the ikr thing you're going to get out of it. So this is chari seems to be machalik to train him. Ramosha, though, goes all the way with this, and it comes in afkamino ma'isa. It says the Mishnah Berurah Shaar Tzion that it says in Shulchan Aruch that what's the bracha on the other parts of the tzlaf? Hadama. Right? It says the Shaar Tzion from the Birki Yosef, not anymore. It's not a daitach anymore. Most people don't. I think that's the truth. You can go buy a little case of capers, but not the leaves and not those things. That's not taka, not a daitach anymore. Says the Berki Yosef, that's it, shahakol. Says Ramesha, vada nisht. Vada tatayin bari pri adama.
So
Because again, which shaita is going to go plant a caper bush and not have in mind the olim and the tamar, the olim and the tamaris as well? It's a good thing. It's trying. It doesn't damage the tree. Okay, so the ma'aser of the mishbaru did not say like Moshe. He brought the Birki Yosef and the chayra taka kedasa Birki Yosef is taka mavur and other rishonim. And after the kach the chaznish tain is that really Rashi would be masking to the other rishonim. He shloden was that the chaznish assumes that everyone would agree that Moshe is wrong. Everyone would agree that taka, if it's an insignificant thing, you taka don't think about it, even though it is to'alti, but the ma'aser that would be called out of that dachi. So I'm just saying that would be telling this watermelon seeds as well. Right, lefir of Moshe, watermelon seeds in your house, but also be bepir adama. And Moshe like really held to this. He says, "V'chein yish l'hayra." It's not like the Birki Yosef, so this will be tali. This machlekes. Lefir the Mishnah Berurah in the Birki Yosef, they'll attack me enough kamina. Your watermelon, it's only 1%, like you said. It's not a daitach. Who thinks about it? So when you put it in the oven in your own house, you make it. It'll be shakol and bevor. Lefir of Moshe's hagdara of a daitach, which is really Rashi's hagdara, which is really how the Gush Esrad quotes it, will come out that the bracha is in fact. It remains a bepir adama because again, if you go to that guy planting the watermelon to sell it as a watermelon, you ask him, "Is that just the one, also the seeds?" Of course, it's also the seeds. You know, like when he goes to advertise his watermelon store, he's of course he can write, and you know how many gishmak and things you can get. Of course, you can get seeds as well. He says Ramesh, that's called daitachi. What?
But like you pointed out, the ones with less seeds advertise that they have less seeds. They're selling it to
the
it's
fine. It's a steer. Okay, but you know the ones who are selling the non-seedless one, the ones that have seeds, are going to say that. It's also a tell us.
They say they're low seed watermelons.
Okay.
So now Daka, I was trying to get rid of them, a few were left over. Even Rav Moshe should point to that.
Here, maybe it's Mazik. That's what he's saying. Maybe it's Mazik because it takes away from the buzzer. Yeah. Loy Nirakin, but there
you go. So what was Rav Moshe saying this on?
He was saying it on the Birkei Yosef, who said, no capers, which you can buy today, the caper fruit. So the leaves and these dates, these like weird dates they grow, are also edible. So Birki Yosef says, but no one, that's not commonly eaten, b'zmaneinu. So the Birki Yosef brought in Shartzi and says, it's shahakal. Rav Moshe quotes that Birki Yosef and says, it's wrong. He argues on that Birki Yosef. He says, halacha l'maisa. The Rav Moshe is in Ur Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Nuntes, I believe. There's a few chuvas there about brachas. You have to look at Nunzayin and Nuntes. Nunzayin, he like says, as you say, he proves it from the Gemara. And then Nuntes is where he says the halacha. And Mechayr Moshe was not Neuchas. The fact that this is Mechayr, I mean, Mechayr was Neuchas. He knows the Birki Yosef. He's been Chalik on the Birki Yosef. Mechayr, the Birki Yosef is based on Rishonim. And Taka LaHalacha, I would assume, it's from a Safik Brachas, we're not Yotze. And Taka, if you make them in your house, will Taka be a Shakal? Whatever.
You have to make
a
Safik
to make a Shakal? I don't know if Ramosha wouldn't be masking, that's the thing.
Is the news out?
Yeah, I mean, it's not mazik b'chal, that's what they're telling is. This is not hezik, this is, especially if you hold it to different zan. Again, Ramosha who mattered canary luavs, maybe, the shitasa.
Can we say that, Ramosha just means that, you can have stam das, meaning as long as you have
that's what
das,
he says
not to grow, that's what he says?
Yeah. That's what he says, he says stam das. He says every normal person wants the maximum tayelas. I mean, that's the point. So min hastam, someone who grows the tzlaf today, hagam that they only market the caper berries and not the caper leaves, but which person would not be nichole such a thing? So that's called a daitach. Zokta meiri, no, there's no simas leiv. The guy who's selling the caper berries and making $20 million a year just because he himself cuts a few leaves every day and munches on them, that's not called a daitach. That's chare, but that's totally, this is my chalikas. Now, let's just speak for a second about the bamboo shoots.
Caper berry market's
great. Yeah, I don't know. Bamboo shoots. Bamboo is some kind of a tree, like eights wood like growth that, in the rainforests of somewhere outside of Brooklyn, that's all I can tell you. In the rainforest, so that if you cut them when they're very small, bamboo that we use in our sukkah, it's very hard. But if you cut them when a very, very in the beginning of their growth, they're very soft. We're going to discuss this, I hope, next week. I don't think they actually have flavor, which means they might not have a bracha b'chal. Look at all this farm, they say make a bracha. Well, let's leave that on the side. Just keep in mind, I'll try to get some. I don't think they have a flavor, which is big shy of the bracha himself. Let's leave that for now. So which bracha are they? So in the Sefer B'zayis HaBracha, he said that it's not the ishiya dain tahachi. People grow it to cut it, and they put it into a salad. It adds a crunchiness, and it soaks up the flavor of the salad, I think. That's what my wife tied it.
Are those water chestnuts?
I think that's something else. Yeah. Similar type of light, white, crunchy type of thing, but... Huh. And then, the Zayis HaBracha, a few years later, published like a little kitzur Luach HaBrachos, and he said, no, they should be shahakol. And I didn't really understand what he was saying over there. He said something like, because in the whole world, they're grown, they're not grown, or they're just grown as 8 cm, just because in Thailand, they do it like that. So that, once you bring them here, maybe, could be quoting from some of the handicap play scheme, that once you bring, just because you bring it from Thailand here, over here, no one does such a thing. Everyone here grows bamboos only for 8 cm. I didn't really understand the Taina so well. L'chaira, yeah, they don't have bamboos here. L'chaira, they grow?
They sell.
Yeah. I'm saying they don't grow them here, but
you could grow what I'm saying. Take one from
France. So the point is, l'chaira, if it's a daita d'hachi, and that's the point, and that's taka, and they're edible, and they have flavor, which we'll discuss hopefully next week. L'chaira, it should remain a very pure dhamma. I understand that pickboard. Okay.
Maybe that's not most of the world, doesn't it?
So maybe that's totally in this issue of Rav Olam. Meaning Rav Olam grows it just for schach or whatever they make their houses out of that stuff. What? Snowboards. So maybe that's what it should be. They make it out of bamboo. So that should be telling. So that's not even so pashut, you know, because like that might be telling this taz, this shayim lachrenim. Okay. You know, I hear there's a taka grace at sad that as long as it's episode derech, it's a normal thing to do. That could be called a day talachi. Does it have to be Rav Olam? That would be telling that shayim. Maybe that's where they're coming from. Okay. So we'll just be Messiah to based on all the different chakiras we're saying about what a daita d'hachi is kaveya and not kaveya, and that a fruit is really a fruit is mavur in Rishonim and the Ra'ah and the Magen Avram, that a fruit is a fruit. We don't decide what's a fruit. And like we said, we had a little bit of a shaila. Could you turn, I mean, Rabbi Heinemann from the Star Case seems to hold you could turn the eight itself into a white pre eight, which sounds like Dvarim Chudashim Ma'od. But l'chayra pri is a pri, objectively. And me'idach kisa, just because it's not a daita d'hachi, you don't lose the shame pri. So let's talk about coffee beans for a second. Coffee beans, again, so we said they're a berry, an edible berry, which b'chlal, no one in their right mind would do it a daita d'hachi because it's just not so profitable. And coffee's like, ain l'cha profitable, yezer in coffee. So what is the bracha of a coffee berry when you visit Thailand and the local... The locals give you some berries to eat, or you know, there's actually very. I was telling Chaim, as shocking as it seems, you know, the most expensive coffee in the world you could buy is actually they feed cats these berries which have caffeine, and from the pirsha that the excrement of the cats, they dry it out. And it has this caffeine. It's very chashuv coffee in the world. Yeah. What's it called?
Civicat.
Yeah, that's it. That's Civicat. Yeah, that's it. Right. Very expensive. Civicat. Very chashuv coffee.
Plant a tree, or it's actually they use that?
No, they use that to, they make coffee out of that stuff.
Is that
kosher l'chayr, because pirsha, it's not yotzim and atami, it's pirsha, l'chayr, it's kosher. I mean, it might be bata shak too, I mean, I don't know.
Is it good? You can bring one in tomorrow.
Anyway, so without that, so I want to know, what is the halacha of the berries, if you eat the berries, which is not tonegeh for us, and what is the bracha if you eat the seeds? Which is Nogay, the seeds of the berry, which are called coffee beans. Let's talk now about the Masurim Dekashayim when you go to Shalom Zachar tomorrow night and they have chocolate covered coffee beans. So, Adaita Dahachi. So, again, Shulchan Aruch says that if it's a fruit, it's Bari Priya Eitz. The place can say, no, don't be Saimach Adem, make a Bari Priya Dama. And if it's unedible, which these are unedible, coffee beans are unedible until you roast them, such as Rishakal. Elamai, we're saying now. That what? That if it's a daita d'hachi, and it's Rav Olam, the ganz daita d'hachi is to cook these things and to eat them cooked. So mechayr it should be what? Oh, so it's not the pre, it's the seed. It's the coffee seed, the bean. Okay, first let's talk about the outside. The outside, ich mein, remains boy pre. And I'm quoting you a ra'ah. Not a daita d'hachi and a chanami, but heichi aminon, that's not a daita d'hachi, that's not peira gufa. This is the peira gufa, it's a ganz fine edible fruit. So this is a very interesting shayla, I don't mean to get philosophical, but like, what is a fruit, you know? In a chanami, there's billions of trees being planted, and everyone discards this little berry, which is not so tasty, kanareh, not so, you know, not so practical, but maisa, it's a fruit. And the chayr, what's inside is the seed, and the chayr remains, the berry creates. Even though in lecha tafel gadol mizu. Billions of dollars every year people spending on the bean and the berry garnished, a few farmers in Thailand eating stuff. But l'chayr, it's klar, lisa fi this ra'ah. And okay, we'll have to, you know, emissary is like, at least in this sefer, in Gil Sefer of Eisbel, he claims maybe some of the machlokes of China. But Chayra, the Pashtus is that a daita de hachi has nothing to do with the pre itself, and the pre will remain a very pre. Okay, that's not Tzenugia, because we're not going to Thailand so fast. What about this? What? Which we're. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go to the seed. Now let's go to the. I was talking about the berry. Let's go to the seed. The seed. So lafi Taisvis and lafi Shulchan Aruch, it's not so pasha, because again, I don't know about Shitas Taisvis Alain. It's a shayla how to learn Taisvis, but Shulchan Aruch seems to understand that even lafi Taisvis, if it's unedible and you have to cook it, comes a shackle. Elamai. What?
It's not the
ikar
pri.
It's not the ikar pri. It's the seed. It's elamai. We said a daita de hachi.
That's by the almond also.
What?
The
almond
is the seed.
No, that's a fruit.
It's a fruit. It's the seed.
The almond?
That's what you plant to get
regular almonds?
Yes.
Almonds is nothing there, but the almond, what?
It's not almond.
There's a casing, you open the casing.
There's the clipa around it, that's the fruit. That's the juicy flesh that the...
Oh, juicy flesh. Juicy flesh.
So what do you plant the almond tree from?
What do you plant it from?
That is the seed of the almond tree.
I don't deny that that's also the seed, but that's also the fruit.
No,
what's outside the fruit, what's outside the almond, you might call it the fruit, but it's also the klipa.
Yeah,
okay. You have a klipa outside that?
It's like the same thing that a coffee means. This fruit just happens to be the klipa around it.
I mean, I don't know which almonds you're talking about. The almonds I've seen, the shells are not edible. That's not a fruit, it's a shell.
You let them grow until they dry out.
Seder, but if I leave an,
if
I leave an apple, that doesn't
small.
Happen.
But if you get it small, then the
klipa
is thick.
Too. There's
the klipa is thick and has more
what?
Moisture in it.
When
you
it's
can
small,
eat
they just
it depends at what point of its growth.
Right. So now these coffee beans are the same thing.
No, it's not the
except
same thing.
Except I never eat it for the klipa.
No.
Except I never, it's even better because I never have the klipa. So I was shy of how when I picked it.
So you want to say it's very pre-8s?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm not sure. This is the question. The question is that if you would have asked everyone in this room a few minutes ago, who never saw a fresh almond with an edible peel, I mean, everyone assumes that the almond is the fruit.
Because
what's outside has more of a peel-like nature than the outside of a coffee cherry, they call them. Because they're mamish cherries, they're berries.
The Mishra never assumed that because he knew that people ate the klipas.
The klipas of what?
Of the almonds, when they were small.
Okay.
Okay. That was also called fruit. That was the fleshy fruit.
Yeah, but you could also say that the fruit is something that's so full as bashal is not going to be inedible.
Right.
The
this
end of its the bishal is now it's a klipa mamish.
Almond also.
Almond at the end of the day ends up mamish a piece of wood. When you get it, it's just a hard shell. It's a wood shell.
No, not the shell. The almond itself never naturally gets a full bishal that makes it edible. You had to roast it still.
No, it's fully edible. Chai. You can totally eat it. Chai.
Not the ones we're dying on, not the ones...
Okay, I know what they were talking about, yeah.
The Shkedimar,
right? Not Shkedimar, Shkedimatukim.
The Shkedimatukim, there's two types of Shkedim.
Are still ha-eats, even though that they never became edible naturally.
Because that's the Ikar HaPri, right?
Okay, now the coffee beans became the Ikar.
So I'm just saying, the coffee beans are encased inside something that is objectively a fruit.
Why is the... I don't understand why the creep on
so then we're getting back to this philosophical question, now what is a fruit?
No, because
what?
Because even the
no, the berry itself, it's a berry.
Mamas
like a cherry. Mamas like a fruit. You open it up, and there's seeds inside. The seeds are coffee beans.
The growth period of the shkedi marim, the klipa becomes hard. That's what's marim.
What happens to these berries? What happens to an apple if you leave it too long? It just rots. It just becomes a fruit, and then it rots.
No fruit dry. No fruit.
I hear. I hear.
Okay, but have you ever looked at a pomegranate?
So 1 second.
Thinner and thinner.
Okay, I don't think it comes like a rack. I hear. Tachas Lamaisa, so I saw him one sefer Tainud, he brings from a Kafachayim, who brings from a sefer called Admas Kodesh, and this is Zachra is Shakal Nevedvar.
On what?
On coffee beans, that are made edible because they're sweetened. Now, I don't think that's correct. I think that's incorrect. I think I didn't read the whole truth of the Admas Kodesh, so the reason he quotes, because it's not a derech to eat it like this. It's not a derech to eat it like that, shakal nevivare. So now, Bismanin, it's certainly, gan find a derech. Everyone has, you know, they're sold at large. Some people don't appreciate them, but they're for sure, it's a derech, for sure, edible like that.
What's
to eat?
What?
To eat
coffee
roasted
beans,
coffee beans, coated
chocolate.
In chocolate, sweetened, whatever
it is.
Say it. So okay, we'll have to see the mice. There's a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, not the Iker way, but it's a way. And the Beis Yosef says at the end of the Simen, brings some Achuvas Harashba, that he's talking about. What's he talking about? I forget what he's talking about. He's talking about something similar to this, that when they're unedible and they have to be roasted and coated in a lot of dvash. But even so, since that's the way to eat it, that's the Iker way to be attacking it. Maybe it's by the Aliverd. No, it's not the Aliverd. What's that Rashba going on?
Agos Rachim.
Agos Rachim, exactly. Bidiyok. And he says that even though you coat them and load on the dvash and toast them and roast them, it's by priyat because it's still the ikar. L'chayr, that would apply here also. So l'chayr, that's a derech. L'chayr, I don't see any reason to make a shahakol. We had a diyok in the Gemara of Kaira. The Gemara there says, what's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Gemara is clearing if it's a daita hachi or not a daita hachi. The Gemara says, just because in the Shakar Tai, the Gemara says, just because it's a sefer lahakshoy, so you're not going to make a bracha, right?
By tsong?
I think it's by tsnoy. The Gemara says, just because it's a sefer lahakshoy, so you don't have a Gemara, you have a brachas. On Lamed Vav, the Gemara says, just because it's a zoy, you're not going to make a bracha, and the Gemara is referring to making a shahakol. Anyone know what I'm talking about? That's what I was asking, right? So what do you mean, loy mevarchinen alei? You make shahakol. So meduig in the Gemara that you make a shahakol on something that needs a hadamat, ki'ilu loy mevarchinen alei. Like we spoke a little about last week, the chashiv of snapping samech on all the brachas. So I'm saying shahakol, if it's a safek brachas, safek brachas, but if it's a derech, and b'chayra it's a normal derech, and we could be kaved, that's the ikr. It's okay, maybe we'll have to see that Shiloh with the Beis Yosef from the Trubus Rashba a little more beam when we get to it. L'chayr shouldn't be. So the question is, Ha'etzer Adama.
And you can still call it the Derech?
So the Kaf HaChaim brings three Shitas. One Shita is the Kaf HaChaim Bas, Reish Beis, Sifkan Ayin or Ayin Aleph. He says one Shita Shahakol, Hadama, the Trubus Yavitz, Yaakov Emden says make a Bari Pi Adama. And he brings a Tzad to make Eitz. Now the Tzad to make Eitz is very clear because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Karina Peir said, "Bari Pi Eitz." Oh no, but actually it's not. No, because you have to fix them up. You have to fix them up. Adeor. Right. So what are we saying? So we're saying that Adaita the Hachi. Adaita the Hachi is a helper. Does it not help? Does Adaita the Hachi help that it should not be shahakol because it's mutak Adeor?
To the Magen Avraham, we should say no. But
what?
The Evan Ozer would say, of course.
Would the Magen Avraham, what would the Magen Avraham say here?
He would say, no, if it's inedible, it's not part of the Iker Pri, and therefore, oh, no, if it's inedible, it's not part of the Iker Pri, but now a Daita the Hachi can affect not the Iker Pri.
It's not the Iker Pri.
It's not the Iker Pri, but we said that as soon as it leaves the getter of Iker Pri, now a Daita the Hachi actually.
Magen Avraham said, when it's the Iker Pri, when it's Iker Pri, we don't care about that to Hachi. But
right.
When they're bitter, it's not the Iker Pri.
Right.
It loses its shame Iker Pri. And then Mita Kalidea or will tackle the Bishakal.
That's not by
Gufa Pri, but it's by Garinim. So that's why he had this question.
Because,
so Lachar, oh, so, I'm sorry, so maybe Shahakal is
tackle. These are not a Daita the Hachi. Lugush Yisrad says that the shame the Magyarra.
The question is, will
Daita
the Hachi, help according to Magyarra? What? It won't help? Why not?
Well, this is the question before. What's the difference between a garin and the peel?
Why one second, like watermelon seeds that we're saying, if it's taka daita dahachi, yeah, it will help.
Why is orange peel different than the garin?
What's the problem?
Garin, if you fix it up, it's still shahakol.
He said the orange peel is still eaten out of the high. It can be.
Yes, so that's the chari of the chilek. That was a daita dahachi. The orange peel, that's what it says. By the orange peel, the Magen Avraham brings a raya from Alei Ver, and here's a Daita
Dachi. Yeah, it
remains with its bracha. I mean, the Evan Ezer just was asking Akasha, why don't you just answer it's not a Daita Dachi? So Teret says, Magen Avraham couldn't just answer that because he held it was Iker Pri. But once he said his answer, it's
not Iker Pri.
It becomes not Iker Pri. But Afal Pekin, he's talking going something that's not a Daita Dachi. But if it's taka daita dachi, then we have aliver. Which Magen Avraham two sifkatans later brings from aliver. Then even something's not kipri, namely the peel, exactly. If it's a daita dachi, so it remains with its bracha. So l'chayra these things chach having a gavaldiga daita dachi, l'chayra at least will be by pri adam. Lafachot. Now the question is by pri eitz. So one second. Now even if Rabbi Yonasan is right that it's called the ikar pri, but it's a pri which is completely unedible without cooking it. Well, let's say he's right. Let's say Rabbi Yonasan's right. Right, it does make a difference when it's not in Esbashel, Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Hay brings from the Lechem Chamudais. I'm sorry, in Sifkat and Hay, that if it's still raw, then it does make a difference. Then it loses its shame pre. Because he says that if it's before Baiser, before Pol HaLavan, even if it's a fruit, you fix it up, it's Shahakol. But you're saying here it's a fully grown. So it'll be tall in this child, whether it's called Ikara Pri or not. So L'chayra, I'm saying, it's just difficult. You're saying it's not, it doesn't fall under this halacha? State garini aperis. It's the garin. What? Sifhei yitayna. What state in sifhei? Shkedim or shkedim? Listen. Shkedim amarim. I'm saying when we say shkedim, what are we referring to? The whole package deal.
I don't think we have these shkedim, to be honest.
Why not?
We only have shkedim atuk. The ones you buy in the store are edible raw. Before you cook them. Shkedim are, but he's saying they're so bitter when they're raw that you can't eat them.
Okay, so you have to know the matthias to this thing.
It's a different type of shkedim one there.
So again, so what's your point? So the, if the peel, you're just saying
peel
you see
the fruit really there.
Time of the milk. Shem katanim. Ikar achi.
The seed so chashim that we made it into that we were willing to call it the ikar pri.
Meaning he says when they're katan we make a boy pri eitz. And then the Machaber Taka says, time of the milsa. Kashem katanim ikar achilasim hiya klipa. So what are you making a bari pre-eats on klipas? I mean, we pass skin. Kafrisin is a klipa, you only make a bari pre-adama.
That's the ikar
achila. Alamai, that's the ikar achila.
And why
so you see a little bit this cloud that ikar achila could be kaveya that it's a bari pre-eats. I mean, this, okay, we're going to see. So this will get back.
This is even better. Why? Because there, we have to worry about how far along was it in the visual process. If it was early,
right.
If it's later, I make the eights on the inside, right?
This, the entire time, both are... Okay, so this is going to get back to the shiloh of the sugar, whether something is objectively a pre or not. Okay, so we're going to have to see. Maybe we'll see a little bit more by sugar. It could be it's still different than shkedim. Because Lamai said this, it just objectively is a fruit. Because there's something in the world called a pre. Tachlis Hamaisa, the tsura of the shkade of the shakade is that it's a peel over something inside the peel. It's a peel, Hamaisa. You're just saying it's an edible peel. They're saying it's a klipa.
I'm saying it's a fruit. Yeah. I'm saying genealogically it's a fruit. They just called it a klipa because they think of it that way because when you dry it out, it ends up just being a klipa.
I think they are right. It's a klipa. I mean, it's a.
Not like it's thicker, like but it's thicker.
Thicker and thinner,
early.
But it's not a fruit. It's not a berry. Okay. Akapanim, Avada, Safik, Brachas. You can't make more than a Hadama, but Enechanami, a Shakal, I think it's Takish be Hadama.